Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk about food labels.
Current studies show that what goes on labels is an important consideration for manufacturers, since more than 70% of shoppers read food labels when considering whether to buy a product. A recent controversy as to whether labels on prepared foods should educate or merely inform the consumer is over, and a consumer group got its way. The group had maintained that product labels should do more than simply list how many grams of nutrients a food contains. Their contention was that labels should also list the percentage of a day's total nutrients that the product will supply to the consumer, because this information is essential in planning a healthy diet. A government agency disagreed strongly, favoring a label that merely informs the consumer. In other words, a label that only lists the contents of the product. The agency maintained that consumers could decide for themselves if the food is nutritious and is meeting their daily needs. The consumer group, in supporting its case, had cited a survey in which shoppers were shown a food label and were then asked if they would need more or less of a certain nutrient after eating a serving of this product. The shoppers weren't able to answer the questions easily when they were not given a specific percentage. This study and others helped get the new regulation passed, and now food products must have the more detailed labels.
Number 39. What was the controversy about? Number 40. Why does the speaker mention that more than 70% of people read food labels? Number 41. What did the consumer group propose? Number 42. What did the survey of food shoppers reveal?